On Newport's Main Street, Brenda's Restaurant is an early morning oasis for people who may have spent a bitterly cold night outdoors. Chatting with her friend Neil Morissette, owner Brenda LePage says she's happy to feed them for free.
So these people do stay out. I don't know how they do it. I really don't. So I guess how it works is, Neil, you call the police
or vice versa.
Or they call you, whatever it takes to get these people some help.
Right now, most of the help is coming in small packages. On a table, Morissette displays one of about 30 emergency kits he and others have put together. Police have been giving them to homeless people.
Two hammers, gloves, there's a blanket, hat.
Recently elected to city council, Morissette is part of a new coalition aiming to provide more than hand warmers and space blankets to a homeless population they say is largely hidden. Many couch surf or sleep in cars. On a recent frigid night, about 24 showed up at a Newport medical facility. Some were transported to other towns with shelters. Others had to be turned away. So the grassroots group is trying to open a shelter downtown. But city manager John Ward says funding cannot come from city coffers.
The regular taxpayers can't afford to take on another burden. That is the homeless, when we're already struggling to do everything we can to help people survive here now.
Barbara Morrow of Newport's Community Justice Center says some of the neediest people become homeless after they leave the Northeast Vermont Corrections Facility.
There's just also a lack of housing stock that is affordable for young people just starting out.
Merton Bankman Johnson, director of the nonprofit housing organization Rural Edge, says some low-rent housing is being torn down to make way for Northeast Kingdom development projects launched by Jay Peak Resort's Bill Stanger.
And it's changing for the better, and we're really pleased that there is some economic movement happening in Newport. Part of the challenge, though, is that with that economic movement, folks are being displaced.
Bangaman Johnson says the local coalition to combat homelessness will face zoning and financial obstacles, but he hopes Rural Edge, local churches, and social services will persevere and build a homeless shelter in Newport and develop more affordable housing. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.